Welcome.
We are your hosts, Brianna
and Kayla.
And this is In the Thick, an anthropological podcast.
Yes, we are two graduate students from the Department of Anthropology at sunny Cal State Long Beach. And we are not experts, only of our own opinion, and we are hoping to bring you some really interesting and current events from the world of anthropology.
Yes. Yes, we are. So, this is an anthropological podcast, but what is anthropology?
I know, because that's a question that I get asked all the time when people learn that my major is anthropology.
Me too. So, from my understanding, and from what I've been taught, anthropology is the study of the human condition. We study cultural backgrounds. We study biology of humans. We study anything that has to do with the human. Psychology, food, anything.
Everything. Anything. Essentially, what is the experience of being a human? The human experience. I think that's the best way that I've understood it. And definitely the reason why I chose anthropology as a major, because it just fit. It seemed to have all the answers I could ever ask for when I'm trying to learn about what it is to be a human. And I find that it was fascinating and really interesting, though not everyone may agree. I mean, I think people think of the traditional anthropologists, the colonizers, essentially, of the 1800s, the people who went and explored new land and wrote about it. And that's kind of how a lot of people, especially people who aren't really familiar with the discipline, that's what they think of when they think of anthropology, or my pet peeve, Indiana Jones, right? Like, that we're all just kind of going to faraway places and studying these exotic things and looking for treasure, when essentially anthropology is just understanding what it's like to be human, and we all have different experiences, and there's so many mediums in which that we can study these experiences. I mean, and now in today's society, like, we can read about it, we can now watch ethnographic films, we can see it in VR. I know you have a very wonderful VR film that you've produced that gives us wonderful experience into the Los Angeles car culture, and interactive type of things with, like, the new AR technology that's out there. And there's just so many different ways to now study and learn about the human experience and give voices to those who were silenced.
Right. Because being a graduate student, we have definitely partaken in our fair share of the exoticism of other cultures in reading.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely when I read some of the older anthropological books, I definitely think of it in an English accent situation, because that's what it feels like to me. They're really taking themselves out of the world, pretty much, and putting, like, kind of like looking down off of a cloud,
right?
You know, but for me, like, anthropology has, like, really folded out from much more than cultural. It has went into visual, and I have really been immersed in people's worlds, not just, like I said, you know, culture wise, but, like, subculture, and, like, the little like the little Russian dolls that come out of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten to, like, I grew up in South Central Los Angeles, so me doing Built Not Bought, which was about South Central Los Angeles car culture, it placed me into a world that I had nothing about. Though I go to the gas station on that corner, though I go to the store on that corner, though I am a part of this environment, there is still a like a piece of it that I didn't know about.
Absolutely.
And so that allowed me to discover it and be and use all these concepts and ideas and theories that I took from anthropology to broaden my knowledge of my own self.
Yeah, and you literally just defined what it is to do an ethnography.
Yes.
And that is the sole foundation, I would argue, my opinion, maybe not expert, but what anthropology, that is our tool, is ethnography. That is the tool that we use to understand different people and different cultures and practices and phenomenons that happen around us is through ethnography, which is being on the ground, talking to people, learning, being objective when we're learning about these new concepts and practices.
And it definitely it changes your perspective.
Absolutely. And we both can sit here as we are working on ethnographies ourselves. So as graduate students, we can say we have done our fair share of field work and being out in the field and creating ethnography. And it's definitely, it's a challenging task to put yourself in a new experience and try to separate your own personal opinions or practices from what you're trying to learn. But at the end, it's beautiful because you get to experience and learn so much more than I would say the average person tries to, right? Because I think that usually we are very judgmental initially without trying to understand difference.
But like, how did you get into anthropology?
I got interested in anthropology when I was in community college. I ended up in a introduction to physical anthropology class and had never even heard of anthropology before being in that class. And learning about all the different disciplines that are within anthropology, such as archaeology and biological anthropology, cultural anthropology, how anthropology literally touches everything, I was fascinated. And I was initially fascinated by all the skulls and forensic anthropology I found very fascinating. And the more classes I took, the more interesting it became. And I realized this was something that I definitely had to do.
Well, I got into anthropology after taking a bunch of classes. You know, I started off as a history major. Then I went into a film major. And then I had to take an anthropology class as a requirement, because I didn't want to take a biology or chemistry or any of those classes. And my professor was talking about Neanderthals, and she was talking about Neanderthal burial rituals and how they were buried with like gems and jewels and staves and swords, and or not really swords, you know, they didn't have swords back then, but you know what I meant.
Right, right, right.
Sharp objects.
Spears. Yes. Weapons.
Weapons. So they had all these things with buried with them, and she asked the class a question like, okay, why do you think that they had these things with them? You know, and I raised my hand. I was like, because they had a belief that there was an afterlife. They had a they had a spiritual belief. It was a spiritual connection. So then, like, that just gave me a brain blast, Jimmy Neutron. And I was like, okay, for sure. I'm going to take all the classes there to take in anthropology. Right. And as I looked over the list in community college, I went to West LA, by the way. Shout out West LA. I am a heavy believer in community college. I think it's a great transition if you don't want to bounce from major to major and waste money at university.
I completely agree. I did the same exact thing. Yes. So,
I looked at all the, she gave me all the courses that I had to take to be get my AA in anthropology, and all of them sound amazing. Like, there was like religion and magic and witchcraft and like tombs and pyramids, and that just like, I was just so interested, so interested. And so I went through, got my AA, and then went to Cal State Long Beach to get a BA. I end up transferring to film, but still, like, you know, I'm here in the grad department in anthropology, yes.
You're currently in the master's program here at Cal State Long Beach. What are you working on for your master's thesis?
Currently, I'm working on black hair. Really, like, I guess I would say I'm doing the anthropology of it, because I'm really studying it as a spiritual practice, not just cultural or historical, you know, because this practice of doing black hair braids and presses and combing and greasing and manipulating, all of this has continued for like centuries. And even after slavery, even after African Americans came to the United States, or Africans came to the United States, they continued to do practices, but they kind of like evolved because they had to adapt to a new environment. And so for me, I'm just going kind of like collecting stories from different people's perspectives on how they grew and doing hair practices from young to old, and like culminating that into like one big story. But I want to know how you are doing in the graduate program. Kayla, what is your thesis on?
Yeah, well, I mean, the question on how I'm doing, let's just be very blunt here. Graduate school is pure stress with a dash of everything else that you have to do, right? But was very interested in social justice advocacy. And so my research kind of reflects those interests. I am currently researching healthcare accessibility. It's a big issue that's going on today. And I'm focusing on healthcare accessibility and chronic illness. Specifically, I'm focused on the Latinx population and diabetes. Basically, how not having access to healthcare is really detrimental and has severe consequences to people who can't access healthcare. And that is what my research is focused on.
That's great, Kayla. I love it.
Thanks.
So while we are, or why we are doing this podcast is really to, like, personally, I feel, is to get anthropology out there.
Absolutely. To make it
understandable and legible, and like for people to take these ideas and concepts that we have in anthropology and not just, you know, take a little piece of it, but to like really fully understand the concept. So when somebody else comes to you and tells you, hey, I'm an anthropologist, you know, we are not Indiana Jones, because that is archaeology.
Exactly. and loosely archaeology, yes. More treasure hunting. But
yeah.
I definitely agree with that. Definitely our goal is to make it interesting. There's so much good research out there that's going on that's really interesting and new topics that's emerging. Our own student body is producing some wonderful research and interest that they have going on. And we as graduate students have a really interesting perspective on the up and coming world of anthropology. We're learning just as well as we're teaching, essentially.
I mean, like, that's how the world normally works. Like, you never stop learning. You are, even if you are a teacher, you're teaching somebody something, but they are still, you're still learning how to better, like, adapt to that person or adapt to people around you to better push out information so everybody can once again understand. It's all about, like, understanding. And for us, this podcast is just really breaks down what anthropology is. It breaks down everything that is new and innovative in anthropology and really kind of steer away from the beginnings and what anthropology was before, but right. Still take some of those lessons with us to better to make anthropology better.
Right. And we're, you know, we are both passionate about the field of anthropology. Obviously, we're anthropologists, and we share this common passion for the discipline itself, and we hope to bring to you the things that we find interesting and cool, as well as hope to better help everyone have a better understanding of what it is of this human experience that we all share.
Right, because we all are humans. We're all out here on this one planet, and we're all out here sharing, like, we're one big collective consciousness, honestly.
Exactly. And there is my favorite quote, actually. A famous female American anthropologist, Ruth Benedict, has been quoted as saying, "The purpose of anthropology is to make the world safe for human differences." And that really resonates with me, and that is why I love anthropology.
Yes, and that rhymed. We want to thank you guys for tuning in to In the Thick, an anthropological podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you will enjoy our future episodes.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.